All right. Welcome back. Parshat Tzatz. The Parsha opens up with a very interesting halacha, and that's what's called Shumas Hadeshen, which is wiping off the ashes from the Mizbeach. Now, there are two components, the two parts to cleaning off the Mizbeach, the ashes. The first one is what we call the classic Shumas Hadeshen, which means sweeping off the ashes. And what you do is you take some of the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach, a little bundle, a small amount, and then you put them there next to the Mizbeach. This happens on the morning, at the beginning of the morning. In other words, the night before you finished whatever you had to, all the Avodah, all the Kabbalahs, whatever had to be burnt. And the next day, next morning, you start the morning off with a little maintenance, a little bit cleaning, right? Clean your desk off fresh and get the day going. But you only take off a little bit of it. Then, the next part it talks about, where you begin, you change, the Kohen changes his garments, and Rashi says this is not mandatory, but it's more of an appropriate thing, because you want to do the second part of the Avodah, of the service, with new dignified, clean clothing. And then you remove the rest of the ashes, and you discard outside of the camp. So you're cleaning off the Mizbeach, you're taking off all the ashes, but it's done in two separate components, two separate movements, but they're very different from each other. Because the first one, you're taking off a small part and putting that next to the Mizbeach. The second one is when you remove the larger amount and move them outside the camp. So what's the distinction? Why are we breaking up? We're taking the same pile of dirt. You know, sometimes you ask kids to clean up on Shabbos or whatever it is, and they take a cup here and a cup there, and they sweep a little bit off the floor, and then they disappear for a little bit, and they come back. I'm just saying, not my house, but people talk to me about these things. Not her, because she doesn't clean anything. But then, you know, and like, I understand when, you know, kids break up, and, you know, 30 seconds of work, then an hour of rest, and then another 30 seconds of work, another hour of rest. By the time Shabbos is over, the floor is clean, and the table is more or less, you know, tidy.
We're tired. It's a day of rest.
Yeah. In the Beis HaMikdash, what's the message? So once you have a beautiful idea, I saw in the name of Rav Hirsch, Samuel Paul Hirsch, the great German leader in Gadol. He says, we all live a life of our spiritual connection. We all live a life of understanding that we're part of a Masorah. We all live a life that we feel part of that chain. And that's what we're supposed to live. But there's a secondary part of that life, the balancing part, which says that although we're living within the confines and the direct structure given to us from our history, from our tradition, from our Torah, from our forefathers, from our grandparents, we are living within that world. That construct of tradition becomes our guideline. But then there's the individual of who we are. And we have to recognize that we're constantly struggling with that balance. Where how do we live within the construct and the guidelines of our tradition, but kind of find our own place in that world? How do we find our place? What's our service? What's our duties? What's our responsibility? What's our goals, our aspirations within all that? We can easily lock ourselves in and say, no, my job is just to follow exact mitzvahs, do exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, just like my father, just like my grandfather, just like my great-grandfather, and that's all I have to do. That's not what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to take those rules and those guidelines. It's kind of like when you play sports. Okay, you have certain rules. You play basketball, for example. You have a court. You have to work in within that court, right? Your foot goes on the line, you're out of bounds. You could do it any legal move that you want, right? I grew up with Dr. J. Dr. J was the king of all these new moves. All these later guys, the Michael Jordans and the Magic Johnsons, they're all like living off the greatness of Dr. J. He was the innovator. He was the one who taught the world you can do all of these fantastic new moves, these dunks, the windmill, etc., etc. The cradle, it was all him.
Are you calling Michael Jordan an amateur?
I'm calling him a copycat. So, but basically what it's telling us is that when you're within the parameters of the court, you have to be innovative. And the more innovative you are, the better you become. The same thing with our Torah, and same thing with our own personal lives. We obviously have a construct that we have to live within those guidelines, in the courts, within the frame of who we are. But we have an opportunity to see inside ourselves of what's unique in my personal avoda. Because we're not all the same. We're not all meant to be the same. We're meant to understand that we have different tasks, responsibilities, different obligations, different abilities. And we're not all meant to be exact robots and penguins just strutting along the exact same way, you know, black and white works, obviously. But outside of that, you're not supposed to be such a carbon copy of the next you. You have your personality, you have your abilities and your goals. And when you can achieve that, then the Mizbeach is a proper service to Hashem. So we take off part of the small dash and small ashes, and we put it next to the Mizbeach. That represents our continuous connection to the Mizbeach of Hashem. That represents our continuous recognition that everything we have, who we are, our constant goal, our constant personal objective of life is to stay close next to Hashem with that bundle of ashes that was once a korban, that was once a ketores, that once was a sacrifice, an offering that was made to God. But then we move the rest of it, because that's the rest of it becomes us. Because we sweep away the ashes that represents the overall service of yesterday's job. Today's a new day. Today's a new opportunity. Today's a new moment in our personal history that says you could do something more. You know, every day when we say in davening, "Hamachadish b'chol yom tamid," Hashem Baruch Hu recreates the world anew. I find that such an inspiring words, because that means every single day, just like Hashem Baruch Hu created today a new world, Hashem created today a new day. Not just a new day because the sun went down and the sun rose up again. So Chabad Chaim says there's no guarantee. The only guarantee is that Hashem Baruch Hu decides every single day, Hamachadish b'chol Yom Tamid, every single day becomes a new day of God's world as He willed it to be. And that's for us as well. He wants us to live in that new world. He wants us to live in that new place that every single day we can become somebody new. We could do something a little bit more within the construct, within the parameters of the court. Within that world, we have to see what we are. And that's why we clean the Mizbeach off. But we leave part of it next to Mizbeach. Part of it represents our history, our connection. Part of it represents who we become as individuals. And that's a constant balance we're struggling. We're not struggling, we're balancing. You don't want to be so different and so radical and so I'll do whatever I want. I have my own vision and my own version of serving God. And that's you serving you. That's you serving you. It's not you serving God. But you want to keep, but also you don't want to become so minimized and so small to the point where you don't do something more. And whether your role in life is going to be through Torah, whether your role in life is going to be through Tefillah, whether your role in life is going to be through Chesed, everyone has things that they specialize. Doesn't mean you discount the other ones, obviously, but it means that you specialize in those things. And that becomes your ashes. That becomes what you are taking off the Mizbeach and starting over again. And as we keep that balance going, and as we keep that momentum going, that's going to create a beautiful, beautiful day for ourselves, and that creates ourselves in a beautiful way. And I often find that that's something which we're constantly reminding ourselves of, that we have to keep moving. Every single day, we have to wake up and say, this is a new day for myself. A new day, not just of me. It's a new day that I'm bringing to the world my history. I'm bringing to the world my tradition. I'm bringing to the world everything that I received and that I was guided. But I'm going to bring it in my way, in my flavor, with my expertise, with my skills and my abilities. And the more we can do that, then the more we expand Hashem's world into a greater place for everybody. If we all find within ourselves our kochos, our personal abilities and our personal talents, and we bring that out to the world, then it becomes an amazing, amazing world, because that means we're all becoming very, very special. Because, well, you know, I often speak about how when we go to work, work for most people is a very, very limiting, confining existence, because usually we're given a very specific task, a very specific place, and we have to do our job and that's it. It doesn't give you much expansion, doesn't give you, it's usually a very low ceiling of how high you can go in almost all industries. And that's not always so healthy. We want to be able to find strengths that we have where we can become more expansive in our own world. So it may happen in your workplace, it may not happen in your workplace. It becomes a prison, says the convict.
Obs.
Okay. But he's right. You become a prisoner to your own jail by limiting yourself to who you can become. And that's what the lesson of what the Hirsch is saying is part of the ashes is remains next to Mizbeach. The other part is we take it away, remove it, and start all over again in today's day to make it today even a better day for ourselves and a better day for the rest of the world. Thank you.
Wow, beautiful. First of all, I do like